All right. I guess the first question would be just to kind of tell me about yourself.
I work at the Rural Center for a year and 7 months. I graduated from Western Carolina in 2011, December. Before then, with an MBA, sorry. I graduated from UNCW with an undergrad in social work. Mm-hmm. And then I went did a year of law school, decided that law school was not for me, and that I, wanted to obtain my MBA, mm-hmm. and that's what happened. And then the end of my last semester, a contact that I had with NC Real, the director, contacted me about this job with the Rural Center, mm-hmm. and I had all the qualifications, and I applied, and that's how I got the job.
Awesome. Cool. Okay, and what led you to work at North Carolina Rural Economic Center and entrepreneurs?
So growing up, I've helped my grandfather and my parents open and operate several businesses with the family, and I had all the skills. That's what kind of made me go out and get my MBA. And I just, like I said, the director of NC Real at the time emailed me, knew that I was getting ready to graduate from my MBA, and said that I would be excellent for the job because I was already doing most of this stuff through the internship that I had through Western. Mm-hmm. And I applied, and, I came to the interview, and, it just seemed, more of a hands-on job than, just sitting behind a desk and doing paperwork and, yeah. Interacting with clients. And I, obtained my undergrad in social work, and I did it in clinical social work and realized that counseling, people with certain problems was just, I'm a little bit of an emotional person,
right.
That was kind of wore down on me. So it's, it was something that I was longing to do, but, on the business aspect. So
cool.
That's what really drove me to, apply for this job. And it's kind of like all my eggs that were in my basket didn't make sense
right.
until this job came along.
How would you describe what exactly your company does?
So we do really hard because we have all kinds of things.
Yeah.
We do, economic development, business development. We do, water and sewer, building reinfrastructure. We kind of focus in on, rural counties and helping improve those counties.
Mm-hmm. So do you ever work outside of just rural, like more in the urban areas, or are you strictly rural?
We're strictly rural. One of our in business development, another program within business development, works on, urban and rural as far as lending. But mainly all that we do is rural counties.
Gotcha.
And there's 85 of those in North Carolina.
Okay. And I understand that you work specifically with the youth entrepreneurial development.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about that and what that does.
So my program is New Generation Ventures. We focus in on entrepreneurs between the ages of 18 to 30 that would locate their business in a rural county in North Carolina. In 2011, the Rural Center kind of looked at the population change between urban versus rural counties. And, if you look at a North Carolina map, everyone was migrating to an urban area because of job opportunities and, entertainment opportunities and, standards of living.
Right.
So the Rural Center went out and surveyed 15 middle school, high schools to see what, young people were looking for to get them to come back home after they, go and get their college degrees or, do their sabbaticals where they could travel around.
Yeah.
And one of the main concerns was job opportunities. So that's where New Generation Ventures comes along. What we do is, you know, target people that are from these rural counties, or maybe not, maybe they want to, you know, locate in one of these counties, and help them create their own job opportunity, you know, start their own business and help them grow successfully mm-hmm. with this business. That way they're, you know, they're not only providing themselves their own job opportunities, but also, you know, they're hiring out. They're right. hiring people within the rural counties.
Right, contributing to that local
mm-hmm.
economy.
Mm-hmm.
How do you typically find the businesses or projects that you work with?
So we have a lot of partners throughout the state. In each community college, and there's 58 of those, there's a small business center. We partner really hand-on-hand with a small business center. You know, they provide seminars almost every week, twice a week, to, you know, business owners, and these are like free seminars talking about different aspects of running or opening up your own business.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Davis and I, Davis is the other New Generation Ventures counselor, you know, we do seminars like that. We just do community outreach, like we talk with the cooperative extension agencies in the county, the Chamber of Commerce. We talk to the universities with the entrepreneurship programs, if they have any, or the business programs. You know, we just try to reach each individual through community leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of what we do is, you know, they'll come, majority of our clients, you know, they'll come to the Small Business Center, and they'll be in between 18 and 30 in a rural county, and then the Small Business Center director will point them our way. And a lot, other than that, I mean, I ask clients all the time, they Google,
yeah.
you know, and find it that way.
What kind of criteria do you typically use when you're determining what projects or businesses to work and develop on?
So there's a lot of, you know, people come to me with their business ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is walk through the business plan. We might not cover the whole business plan, depending on if they need, you know, capital or whatnot. But, you know, first we work on the whole, I'm a big marketer,
right.
you know, I love marketing.
Yes.
So I work with the marketing first, you know, what's your customers, what's your competition, and, you know, go from there. And then we work on financial plan to mm-hmm. see, you know, if it, depending on the business, we might start with the financial plan first. I have a lot of people come to me, I want a restaurant. Okay, well, how much money do you have to put in your restaurant? Well, I have none. Okay. So let's walk through the steps and see, you know, how much it's going to cost you to open up this restaurant. And they're seeing, like, $250,000. They're like, oh, I might not be able to do that,
yeah.
you know. So it's, with me, the business plan is a big key
mm-hmm.
with, you know, figuring out, is the business viable?
Right.
Will you be able to open up the business? You know,
yeah.
is it even something that the client can approach?
So do they typically already have a business plan written out, or do you?
No, they don't. No, we walk through them. And we also, with this program, we provide training scholarships, so we can put our clients into a training to help them develop this plan. But we also, you know, walk through the plan as they go.
Right. What business would you say has been, you know, your biggest success story? And then which one do you say would be your biggest failure?
So I think the restaurants are a big failure. Just because, you know, with the restaurants, you know, 95% of them fail
yeah.
within the first year. And then if you make it to 5 years, 80% of them fail.
Right.
So it, you know, that's one of the big failures with me. But I think, you know, as far as success stories, I'm seeing a lot far as marketing,
mm-hmm.
you know, graphic designs. I have a couple of clients that have done that, and they are just skyrocketing. So as far as website development, social media development,
yeah,
that's one of the, you know, big industries that I'm seeing
mm-hmm.
with my clients doing well in.
Right. Okay. As far as, you know, you've seen the success, what would you say are the key elements or internal elements to a company that makes them a success?
So I think one of the big things, and I did a E-Squared Express in Waynesville, North Carolina, and one of the good entrepreneurs that were there, they say, you know, they perform the business plan, but they're always planning. Like, there's never a moment where they're not planning the next step. They're looking at their business plan, you know, seeing where to go, remodeling their business plan, and they're always, you know, looking into the future. I think to be a, you know, a good entrepreneur, you know, you're always planning, always looking out for the next step and which approach that you need to take and, you know, what customer you need to approach. And, you know, you're always planning. But also, you know, with entrepreneurs, you know, when hiring people, they're looking for people that have weak skills.
Right.
They're looking for people that are strong with those skills.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, like, I'm really bad at bookkeeping sometimes.
Right.
I would hire a bookkeeper, you know.
Yeah.
They're, you know, they're always looking for their weaknesses and then hiring people that can build off their weaknesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. That's some great advice. Do you have any other advice you would give entrepreneurs who are starting out?
So, you know, another thing about a successful entrepreneur is, you know, you're going to get a lot of no's, but, you know, if those no's just shut you down, then entrepreneurship might not be for you.
Right.
But if you find a different way to mold your business or a different way to approach it that might make it successful, that also makes you a good entrepreneur, because
mm-hmm.
you're not taking no for an answer, but you're also, you know, trying to find different avenues to make your business successful.
So you're being able to adapt
exactly.
your business. To
exactly.
You.
Adaptation is a really big key for, you know, a successful entrepreneur.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
You're
Those
welcome.
Are all the questions I had. It was really helpful.